I just wanted to kind of see how you felt the offense has been progressing. You're halfway through the season now from the beginning of the season. Is it kind of where you expected it to be? Or?
Well, I think, you know, we've gotten better week by week. Obviously, you know, from week one, you want to come out hot and start hot. And it's been more of a building process for us. But, you know, you want to get better and better every week. And it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We really feel like the guys are really catching on, playing with a lot of confidence. Quarterback's really got a good feel of things right now. So we're progressing nicely. You know, last week, and actually the past 3 weeks we put up a lot of yards.
Yeah.
You know, we got to stop the turnovers. That's obviously, you know, hurt us from the points area, but we can take care of the turnovers, we'll put up a lot of points.
When you look at that, I mean, you put up a lot of yards, and sometimes you're looking at the scoreboard like it's not reflecting with the so is that kind of frustrating sometimes, or how do you like reflect?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the name of the game is points, and so, you know, you know, I've never been a stats guy, and neither has our staff. It's about how many points can you score and that ultimately win the game. But that's kind of a focus of our attention right now is, you know, focus on ball security, focus on the details, and let's make sure we finish things.
If you look at the Alabama game to the Colorado game, if you look at the offense on film, what was like the biggest difference you'd see between the two, you think?
I just think more of the guys having a better feel for each other. You know, early in the season, you look at there was a couple new concepts that, you know, the guys were still learning, a couple new guys in some different roles. Anytime you have a new quarterback, that's obviously going to change up some timing with your receivers and some things. But the guys worked extremely hard. Coach Clay talks about getting better every week, and they've done that. And I think we're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Does it change a lot having a guy, you know, the dynamic of Sam Darnold there? I mean, like your game plans and stuff, does that have to change a lot from Max to him?
It doesn't change from what you carry. Concept-wise, we've always had those plays. I think it opens up a little bit more of what you can do because he's so athletic, and you can move him around, you can do different things. And so the plays have always been there. It's just being able to maximize those plays, and he does a great job with it.
How do you keep Max Brown involved? Because, you know, obviously he's one play away from going in there. Like, what's his role like during the game, and how's he involved?
Well, you know, every quarterback is highly motivated, and Max is highly motivated, and you know, he's a guy, even though he's not playing right now, he knows he's one snap away. He prepares every week like he's the starter. He's great in the film room, great in the meeting rooms, constantly asking questions, and that's why he's a team captain. You know, he's a good leader for the team, and he's always a positive guy and looking for that next opportunity.
All right, buddy. Where does Sam's ability to kind of feel the rush or read the rush or get a sense of where he is in the pocket, where does that come from?
God blessed him. You know, we work on it a lot, and you know, you try to train a quarterback to keep your eyes downfield, move up in the rush, not get spooked, but when you have to run and make a play, you know, being able to do those things. And so we work on as much as we can out here, but ultimately the player has to have great feel of the game, and that's what makes good players good players. And he's a good player.
He said he could sometimes hear the rush. Have you encountered a guy?
You can feel it. Yeah, I don't know if you hear it as much as you feel it. Uh-huh. You know, and you have kind of eyes in the back of your head at times where you have that sense of what's happening to you. And you watch a lot of film, so how a defense lines up, and when the ball rolls over, when it's snapped, you have a feel for where everybody's at. And so he has a good feel for those things. And good players make plays when it breaks down, and he certainly can do that.